Welcome to Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth, the podcast of Plymouth United Church of Christ. I'm Pastor David, and on behalf of the members of this congregation, thank you very much for joining us. May God bless you through these words, and may you know God's love through them. Now, the podcast.
Oh, All those are able, please rise and join me in the call to worship. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
The brightness of God's light shines upon all the nations. All are welcome to the brightness of God's dawn.
God gathers us from far away and carries us. With radiant eyes, with rejoicing hearts, we receive the abundance God gives.
We respond in praise with our gifts, with ourselves, we worship God.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. for the week. He and I have been communicating a lot through texting and some emails, so I know he spent a little time with family, and I think he has a meeting this week in Wausau on Tuesday, so he's kind of in and out. But and many of you know that I also do the church service, the 8:30 church service at Good Shepherd up the hill. And as Pastor Mike Woolman said, he says, this is the Sunday that most clergy have a real hard time. Like the congregation, the attendance is usually down. The weather usually turns cold. Everyone is sick. And people are like, the parties are over. Everybody is tired. And so I just thank you all for making the effort for coming out, because it is kind of a hard Sunday to get ourselves motivated and back into a routine again, our regular routine. So I have not been left with any announcements. And does anybody have? George.
Church undecorating is this Thursday.
That's right.
That sounds terrible to say undecorating, but we'll take the Christmas stuff down and redecorate it for.
Right.
And that, I think it's Thursday at 7?
Yeah, it's in the bulletin.
Oh, it's in the bulletin.
Okay. I guess I would call your attention that I didn't even look carefully enough at this bulletin. If there are other things that we should be made aware of. Oh, communion, of course, is not today, but communion will be next Sunday, and is there a potluck?
Yes,
potluck. So plan on that next Sunday then. Anything else in the life of the church or the community? I think we'll continue with worship then. So keep.
Do you do the centering song?
Oh, centering song. That's right. Thank you. Just keep me on track.
Testament lesson is taken from Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your son shall come from far away, and your daughter shall be carried to their nurse's arms, on their nurse's arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Please join me in reading Psalm 72 responsively. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son.
May he judge your people with righteousness, and your poor with justice.
May the mountains yield prosperity for the people, and the hills in righteousness.
May he defend the cause of the poor of the people,
give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. May he live while the sun endures, and as long as the moon throughout all generations.
May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth.
In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound, until the moon is no more.
May the kings of Tarshish and of the isles render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Siwa bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations give him service. For he delivers the needy when they call, the poor and those who have no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence, he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight.
Our gospel lesson comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. And then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for this child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. We enter this season of light, the star, known as Epiphany. Epiphany. Light. This is the central image of this day. It is a day set aside remembering the coming of light in the sign of the star to the Magi in the ancient Near East. They were drawn by dreams and the heavens to bear witness to the birth of a king. But this day is not a celebration of an earthly monarch. It is the world's recognition of the coming of the child of God, the one with God in the creation of the universe. We end our reflections on the 12 days of Christmas by returning to the light heralded in the Christmas gospel, the story about the light shining in obscurity and coming into the world. Today we celebrate the world receiving that light in the faces of the Magi. We listen to the story of humankind recognizing its need for God in our world and turning from the dimness of human knowledge and wisdom to journey toward the light of Christ. I was thinking about what I was going to say today, and again, like I told Pastor David, I said, I sing, I play the piano, I don't write messages, but I said, I'll give it a good shot. And Pastor David actually gave me three books. He said, Lynn, you can use anything you'd like out of these books. One actually was a storybook about the three wise men showing up, and it tells the Christmas story that we're reflecting on today. And I thought, that didn't hit me. I don't know. It just wasn't a zing. It just wasn't what I wanted to say. And then I went to the upper room. And I don't know how many of you read this. I really do read this on a daily basis, and I love what this little devotional booklet always has to say. And what I think I like about it the most is that it brings the word right into our daily life. So right in the middle, and if you don't have this booklet, we have a Mimi puts them out in that little rack right at the door when you come in. And if you want to reflect on the Epiphany lesson or the reflection for Epiphany, it's right smack dab in the middle of the book. So it was like divine intervention when I thought, what am I going to talk about? And none of David's books were really hitting me, like I said. And so I sat down and you just open the book and two staples divide the book in half and it says Epiphany. And I think this is the message of Epiphany. So if you just bear with me, I'm going to read some of it and paraphrase some of it. And like I told Keith, you'll probably find that this is the shortest message you've ever heard in your life. The author that wrote this, and I really cannot find exactly who to credit. There are many, many people right at the front of this book, or is it in the back? No, here. These are the people that all write, and for some odd reason, there isn't a credit for this, but it's one of these. The author says, in recent years, I have noticed that instead of making New Year's resolutions, many people are choosing a word for the year. A word for the year. To help them focus, motivate them, or shape their thinking for the coming year. I know people who have chosen words like love, peace, slow, fun, contentment, serve, listen, help, think, offer, kind. You put your word in there. Find one word. Epiphany is a season of light, where that light is all planted in us through God's love. How are we going to let God's light reflect out into our world, into our community, into our family? I'm thinking of another word that just popped into my mind, forgive. Find your word for the new year. Let go of the word resolution. I think that word gets used too much. We make a resolution and a month down the road we break it. I mean, I'd like to lose about 15 pounds. We'll see how that goes. Okay, the candy and the cookies are out of the house as of this week, so we will see. But I know my own characteristics, and I know how hard I have to work to keep those resolutions. But these words that I've been sharing with you, these are words that Jesus has taught us how to reflect his love and our love for our humanity and our friends, our neighbors. And they really aren't hard words if we keep them in the forefront. one thing I think this congregation does a wonderful job of is friendship and acceptance and outreach. And I've really shared with so many people, friends of mine, the wonderful camaraderie that I feel here at Plymouth. And I know it takes effort. I know it does. Outreach always takes some effort. Sacrifices, even, you know, monetary offerings, donations that you make to various things, or just to keep your own church heated and the light bill paid and the snow removal done every... I know that that all takes an effort. But really, when you stop and think about it, it's not that hard when everybody just works at it together. And I think keeping that one word, find that one word that you're going to, how you're going to let God's light show through for this year, can be your epiphany word. The writer says, "As I pondered my epiphany word and lived with its challenge, I began to see several meanings to contentment," which was what their word was. Yes, contentment was a challenge, but how could I work to find a place of contentment? Contentment maybe was a prayer. Contentment could be found with friendships and community. And contentment could bring me peace in my life. It was also a call to action. Why should I not be content to accept as things are? What changes did I need to make in my life, my attitude, and in my world? Living with that epiphany star in my mind and my epiphany word for a year taught me much about myself and brought me much closer to God through prayer and discernment. I'm going to borrow something to end with what Pastor Mike said up the hill. He said, think of it. He said, we're kind of vulnerable at this time of year. excuse me. When reality really hits us, like I said, the parties are over. It's hard to get motivated sometimes in January, the cold of winter. All the relatives have gone, and sometimes people get a little bored at this time of year. There aren't, unless you like the snow and like to get out into it. We have to find other things to motivate us. And he said, we're kind of vulnerable to the whims of people who don't think of others in a kind way. He said, people maybe have a tendency to watch more TV. I don't know if that's true, but, you know, commercials, advertisements, We just might be a little more vulnerable for things at this time. And he said, but think about the vulnerability of the three wise men who showed up today. He said, first of all, they were non-Jewish strangers. And they didn't know what they were going to come into, Mary and Joseph and the baby. But they offered gifts. And he said, they opened themselves up and they offered gifts. And he said, if that's the one thing we can center on during Epiphany is just being more godly-like, more Christ-like, and offering our gifts to those that are around us. And there again, you find your Epiphany word and make that your word for the new year. So thank you. All right.
Four verses of the first Noel.
and we'll receive the offering.
We will take joys and concerns in prayers today, so if you have any, I'll do my best to lead us in prayer. I would like to offer a prayer again. My aunt is, again, she's on a day-to-day basis. She has congestive heart failure, and they actually were not expecting her to see Christmas Day. They expected her to pass before Christmas, and that was her one wish, to be with her family yet for Christmas, and by golly, guess what? She's still here. So it's a day-to-day basis. She's not doing very well. I did have a chance to see her, and we are expecting a family funeral soon, but, you know, until God is ready. So that would be my Aunt Adeline, and I'll put her on the prayer list. So if anybody has any joys or concerns to share.
Can you pray for the Winter family?
Yeah.
Continue to mourn the death of their
family. Yep. Yep.
Anybody else? Okay. Well, let's bow our heads and center ourselves at this time. Redeeming God, as we begin this new year, we remember how you have cared for us and comforted us by speaking your love into being. Trusting in your faithfulness, we bring you our prayers for the world. We pray for your church in all its many forms, that it may speak to the needs of all the diverse people. We pray for the world that all might experience your love made flesh through peace. We pray for those who suffer, that our care for them may be a new incarnation. We pray for your creation. Make us healers of your earth. We commend into your hands those who have died and pray for those who now journey toward death, that they may rest assured in your promises. We especially remember today the Winter family as they mourn the life of their dear daughter, granddaughter, friend Jenna. We pray for my Aunt Adeline that her peace may come soon and her earthly suffering is no more. We pray for the homeless in our community as the weather dips colder and colder, that they find shelter and warmth. We pray that we may center ourselves on our Epiphany word for the new year. All this we pray, one with Christ and sealed in the Holy Spirit. We praise and glorify his holy name now and always. And let's end with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And we will close with a 154, and if you are able, please stand and go tell it on the phone.
Oh,
follow the star, seek Christ's light. Kneel before him, offering the treasure of your life, and share with others the treasure of Christ. Light in the darkness. May the love of God uphold you, the light of Christ guide you, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit fill you with joy, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And that is the good news for this day and for all days. Thank you again for listening to the Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth podcast. If you are in the Eau Claire area, we especially invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. And I invite you also to check out our website at pcucc.com for upcoming events and special worship services. From Plymouth United Church of Christ, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, this is Pastor David. Thank you for spending this time with us. May God bless you.